This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Hi, and welcome to Fairhope Hospice Presents. My name is Rick Schneider, live and recorded at the Fairfield County Fair. This is a live recording at the Fairfield County Fair. Denise Bauer is not able to be here today, so I'm going to fill in for her. And with me today, I have two volunteers out of many we're going to have here at the fair. I'd like to introduce Janet and then, Kenny DeLong.
How you doing?
Fine. Janet, how you doing?
Good. Wonderful.
Good to see you. You folks have already put in time at the Art Hall this morning on Monday morning?
We have.
Has it been busy, just out of curiosity?
Very busy.
I can say we're in a pretty good spot. We're kind of like at that one end of the Art Hall right before you get back into the kids' rides. You know, you got stairs and you're at the Flying Bobs and all those things. So we're right there, and it's kind of a skinny little area where everybody comes down, goes across, and goes back up. So it's have you guys helped us for very many years, like at the fair?
Yes, quite a few.
Yeah, I was going to say, not as long as I've been here, 17 years. It seems like you guys have been here.
I've been here 19.
Okay.
I mean, with hospice.
Yeah. I'm going to say you could probably run the show, to be honest with you. Kenny, how long have you been helping?
I've only been helping for 2 years now, but... My wife, Janet's tried to get me involved for quite a few years, and I just didn't think I wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But after she's got me involved in it, I think it's a very nice thing to do, and it's very rewarding.
You know, we have a lot of married couples, and quite a few of them as volunteers, and quite a few of them say that, one or the other, well, I don't think I want to do that, and then you find out it's not what you think.
Right.
It's really volunteering, especially like at the fair, it's very fulfilling, I've found.
Absolutely.
You know, people come up and what kind of questions? They ask you about the size of the needles and all the pain medicine? Or
no, I've never had that answer a question to me, but I just try to give them a little bit of rundown of what hospice is, you know, and a lot of people have the idea that, when you go on hospice care, I'm just going to say they look at that as being pretty close to the end of their life, but I keep mm-hmm. telling them that there's a lot of people that go on hospice that comes off of hospice and lives quite a few years yet. So yeah. It's not just the last stage of our life, like some people think it is.
Yeah. You know, Janet, you probably, in those 19 years, holy cow, 19 years, you've probably heard of a lot of, questions and a lot of, it must be sad being there and all that kind of thing.
It is, but we've never heard anything negative.
Right.
They think Fairhope is absolutely amazing, and mm-hmm. I agree.
It is.
You know, my job is to kind of pump up Fairhope, but I've never heard anything bad.
Nothing negative.
No, and I think part of it is, we have the volunteers, and you guys are here because you want to.
Absolutely. I love it.
Yeah. And, you are part of our team. The nurses mm-hmm. respect you folks and ask for opinions, and what's going on. And really is, the volunteers and the paid employees are all really on equal terms in many situations.
Right. That's right.
Right. It's just like a big family.
Oh, yeah. I know, when you go to the Pickering House, you guys go and visit the patients. I've done that, and sometimes the nurse will ask me a few questions about mm-hmm. the family or the patient or something.
We try to do that every morning, 5 days a week.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you go into the Pickering House, and mm-hmm. we just kind of go to maybe the nurse's station or...
We go in and
go and visit the patients.
Okay.
And see mm-hmm. who's in there. Take a look at the board on the people that's came in
mm-hmm.
since the day or a couple of days since we've been there. And then we go through the halls or into the rooms and make sure everything's to their satisfaction and they're being treated good and all those things. And we don't hear any negative at all.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's very pleased. They come up to us here at these booths here at the fair. And first thing you know, they say, oh, yeah, we were out there because my grandma or grandpa was there. And we just had wonderful care out there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You know, that's what I've heard, and I try to tell the new volunteers, I can't do that. Yeah, you can. You just sit there and look cute, which to me comes naturally, of course. You just sit there, and people want to talk. And
right.
many times, we're the first people that they've seen since the experience.
Right.
And some people have a hard time. If the family member died at the Pickering House, they don't go back for a while. But then they see somebody like, Kenny and Janet, and want to thank them for what they did. And I pass the word along, too, and I know you guys do.
Right.
Let the staff, and I've always tried to get the nurses in here. You guys really need to come to these health fairs and hear, the compliments that we're getting on your behalf.
Yeah.
It really is a cool feeling. So besides being at the fair, do you, in the Pickering House, do you help out in other areas? volunteering, Janet?
Well, I do Good Shepherd Hospice in Florida.
Oh, okay. So what?
In-home.
Yeah, I do in-home, and I go out to many of the places where some of our patients are, and I feed them because they're unable to feed themselves. So I keep busy feeding patients and visiting patients. And
yeah. I didn't realize that you... I know you go down... You winter in Florida.
Yes.
And then so you keep with the hospice connection down there. And it, you know, it's interesting, people... It's really hard to define. Here you are working at hospice all over the place, yeah. And yet our hospice is different than the Good Shepherd Hospice in Florida.
Yes, it is.
You know, each hospice works on its... We have rules we have to follow, of course. Sure. But how we execute those rules, it's really... each hospice can do it their own way.
And I can't imagine not doing it.
But, you know, I agree with you. I'm the same way. I'm getting towards retirement age. And you're here more than I am, and you're retired. Yeah. But, you know, I kind of wonder. I just can't see really leaving it at all. You know, it's just, it's really fulfilling.
It, mm-hmm. it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and well, the fact that you've been with us 19 years and Ken put up with you for being gone 17 of those years because he's only been with us for two.
Right.
But that's incredible. So when are you heading down to Florida? Coming
up? Probably the end of this month.
Oh, okay. Do you guys kind of have a set schedule, or you just wait till it starts snowing?
Usually after the fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's our usual time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we can come back for Christmas, and we probably will because we have a one-year-old grandson.
Ah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, umpteen years ago, I got transferred down to Houston, and I came up for the fair, and people thought I was nuts. I said, I don't know how to describe this, but it's mm-hmm. it's an event.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's not just one area. It's just and seeing people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't tell how many times I see only him at the fair.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll call you. Yeah, we'll give us a call. Yeah, fine. Yeah.
My sister and her husband come every year for the fair, and last year they didn't feel like driving, so they flew in for the fair and then flew back to Tampa.
We'll have to call Dave Benson and see if we can get some free tickets. Yeah, I mean, that's got to be the long-distance award coming from Florida.
They'll be here Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're already here now.
Okay. Well, good.
But they're not at the fair today. They're in Ohio now.
Yeah. Well, it's the fair, it's just one of the deals. It's just hard to explain unless you've been here.
Yeah.
And I grew up in Fairborn, Dayton area. And my wife always talked about the fair, and we had the Greene County fairs where I went. It was in August. It was hot and dusty, and I liked it, but I didn't see the lure of the fair. And, boy, it sure is here.
Yes, it is.
But, well, you know, we have some events coming up fairly soon at Fairhope. We're having our memorial service on October 19th, and I know you've been involved in that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be at Faith Memorial Church, 2 o'clock on Sunday, October 19th. And we memorialize everyone we've had on service from October 1st of 13 mm-hmm. around to September 30th of 2014. So do you do any of the baking for the cookies? Or
I do sometimes, and I have a part that I read, too.
Oh, okay.
On the service.
Okay.
She takes part in that, and I'll be working out in the parking lot, making sure everybody has a place to park before they come in for the memorial service.
Hmm. Well, you know, that's interesting. That's one of the things, the many things Fairhope does when people say the service was so good. That's just one of those little things, mm-hmm. helping with the parking. I didn't realize you had done that. You wore your really cool vest, the bright one.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. And then also we have coming up on December, what is that, the 6th? The first Saturday in December, I don't have my calendar in front, is a cookie walk.
Yes.
And holy cow, you aren't Santa Claus, are you, Kenny?
No.
Yeah, we have Santa Claus there, but the cookie walk's big doings. It's almost like Black Friday. They line up outside,
right.
And then when the door's up, they come pouring in.
They do.
So that's first Saturday in December. It's on at St. John's, right across from Shaw's. And it's so cool. The last couple times we've had snow or a little bit of snow.
Mm-hmm.
And you go through that little courtyard with the old 18th century church and the buildings and the evergreens. It's just, you can't have a better place for a cookie walk.
Did you know that last December there were women from the cookie walk outside selling cookies and running them up to people's cars and putting them in their window and they hand the money to you out the window?
Holy cow, drive through.
drive by
yeah, a drive-by cookie. Yeah, we could slow down and just throw some in, you know, and throw some money. Well, I didn't realize that happened.
Yeah.
So again, we're, you know, Fairhope, and it's Fairhope is full service.
Yes. Right.
You know, we don't miss a trick. Well, that very interesting. And we have a blood drive coming up October 31st at the Pickering House, and I don't know, you're probably not going to be involved in that. other than I wouldn't doubt you'd give blood. I mean, you folks are so busy helping.
I think we're gone.
Well, you know, we had one, I think the first time we had it, the Pickering House had just opened. And I'd never given blood, just phobia, whatever you want to call it. And so we had a contest. We're going to do it live, and we did it on the radio the first time I ever gave blood. And Denise gave blood, and she was finished, and somebody else sat down, and they were giving blood, and I'm still there. And they said, boy, you're off. Do you have a heartbeat? What's going on here? Well, they'd given me a tennis ball, and I was holding it. Nobody said you had to squeeze it. Which every time I had a little heart pump, a little squirt went in, and that was it. Correct, bear down, buddy. So I guess you kind of live and you learn.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we are having a blood drive coming up on the 19th. And it will be at that's the memorial service.
Yeah.
The blood drive's on October 31st. So, yeah, and that's when you guys have a good chance you'll be in Florida.
Yep.
So. Well, we'll see if we can get along without you, but it wouldn't be the same. I think, you know, you helped so much at Fairhope. I just kind of figured you'd be there.
Well, we're just glad to do what we can do.
Well, we sure appreciate it. And we're kind of getting to towards a commercial break. I just want to run down real quick. We have the Faith Memorial Memorial Service on Sunday, October 19th at 2 o'clock. That's out where Fair Avenue goes from four lanes to two. And we have the blood drive on October 31st at the Pickering House. And for information on the blood drive, you want to call 654-7077. And then we have the cookie walk coming up the first Saturday in December, and that's from 8 to noon. So this is Rick Snyder. Thank you for listening, and we'll be right back.